From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It is Friday, and you are about to be triggered. Wow, we've got a lot to talk about today. And there's just a lot of weird stuff happening in the country. Wow, great to have you with us. I have to tell you, I started out the day, it was early. And by the way, happy National Donut Day. And I am curious, it is Open Line Friday, and I am curious to know your favorite donut place. So maybe we can compile a list today of the favorite donut joints around America. I will say right out of the gate, the best donut place in America, hands down, is called Gibson's Donuts right here in Memphis, Tennessee. And if you're really, I'm sort of like old school when it comes to donuts, and I like a regular good glazed donut, and they crush it over at Gibson's. But every now and again, I will treat myself to a delicious maple bacon donut, and they actually put chunks of bacon on the top of the donut. It's very delicious. So we're going to be taking your calls on this National Donut Day. But all that to say, I was at a gathering at our Veterans of Foreign Wars, our VFW post in Collierville, Tennessee, early this morning, 7 o'clock, and had a great Get Out the Vote rally. It was a lot of fun, and I got to meet a lot of listeners of the Todd Starnes radio show, and locally they listen to that on KWAM radio in Memphis. So great to see everybody, and hope you guys are having a great start to your day. All right, write down our number. You're going to need this if you want to call in today. Open Line Friday, whatever you want to talk about, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We're going to be giving away books today. That's going to be a lot of fun. But I got to start with a story that has apparently gotten me in a lot of trouble. And Ben Dieter, our national correspondent. Ben, let's Dylan, tell Ben to come into the studio because we need to talk about this. But this is a very troubling story. Actually, it's a pair of stories. And I do believe that this could very well be the most important issue in American society right now. Because say what you will about America, and Lord knows we've got our problems. We are in the throes of economic chaos. Our borders have been invaded. We are dealing with a senile president who pooped his pants on national television not once but twice. We are in the midst of a dark winter. But in spite of all of that, in spite of the gloom, in spite of the hopelessness, may I just say that the United States of America has the hottest women on the face of God's green earth. I mean, we have drop-dead gorgeous women. Why do you think we won World War II? Because of those pinup girls. Some of you old-timers know what I'm talking about. The beautiful, if you didn't have a Hollywood starlet, you had a little photograph of the girl, the sweet Baptist church girl, in her one-piece bathing suit, smiling seductively at you, and you carry that into battle. And you slayed the enemy so you could get back home and marry that cute little girl and start popping out babies. But no doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen, we have the hottest women in America, except for the libs. And Lord love them. I mean, if you see a woman who is not classically beautiful, chances are she's, you know, a lesbian, maybe a liberal. I'm not painting with a broad brush here. I'm just saying, you know, chances are. Chances maybe not, but the chances are. And that brings me to a controversy with these beauty pageants, the Miss Maryland USA pageant and this other pageant. And I'm curious about what is attractive to you, ladies and gentlemen? What is it that attracts you to a woman? What is it that makes a woman beautiful? Now, I will contend that there are some full-figured gals out there, and they're very beautiful. They're lovely, right? They clearly love their cheeseburgers on occasion, but at the same time, they exercise, they're physically fit, and they look great, right? That we've written songs about that. Fat-Bottomed Girl. Great song. The Badonka Dog Song. How's it going over there, Ben Dieter? Are you okay? You're weeping?
What's happening?
Ben Dieter, our national correspondent, I'm using you to ease and soften the blow of what I'm about to share. So we're going to start with the beauty pageant down in Alabama, because this is really generating a lot of controversy. There is a beauty pageant called the National American Miss Pageant, and I had no idea that there were multiple pageants, but apparently they've got everything from Miss Okra USA to Miss Potbelly Pig. She's a porker. So anyway, you've got, oh, wait a second. Can we say that on the radio? Oh, we can't say that on the radio.
It would be better if you said Miss Piggy.
Okay, baby. So now we have the National American Miss Pageant. And of course, our very own Miss Lydia, the call screener, is actually a professional beauty. What do they call you guys, Lydia? What, I mean, you're a pageant girl. You're a beauty queen.
They call us.
What do they call you?
Beauty queens.
Beauty queen. All right, thank you. All right, so you're a beauty queen. All right, so we actually know what we're talking about here. We've got a professional one right here in our building. So anyway, this has been going viral, and I'm curious to get your thoughts on this, because I am catching holy you-know-what. How dare you? You're fat-phobic. Look in the mirror, Steins. Okay, yeah, but I'm not prancing around on stage in a bikini. Right? Okay. Come on.
And thank God.
Thank you. Thank you. That's enough, Ben. Thank you. So here's the story. A woman by the name of Sarah Milken. Oh, Milken. I'm sorry. No. Can we just go to commercial break now? So anyway, this lovely lady, and I would say she's probably north of what, 500 pounds, 400 pounds. She's a big one. Anyway, she is a woman of great girth. I think that's a polite way of saying it. And
she's plump.
She's morbidly obese.
Okay.
I mean, if you went to the doctor and they would say, ma'am, you probably need to put down the pork chops. Just, you know, eat a salad. But anyway, she is the winner of, she is now representing Miss, she is Miss Alabama. She was crowned Miss Alabama in the National American Miss Pageant. The pageant aims to foster a positive self-image by enhancing the natural beauty within. We have a photograph of her on the website. It's supersized. The new Miss Alabama says she has a heaping helping of body positivity. She says no matter what your body looks like, no matter where you come from, you can do anything you set your mind to. She was doing an interview with a television station, WKRG. That's in Mobile, Alabama. So we have a lot of listeners down in the Pascagoula area, Robertson, Alabama. Anyway, the corn-fed queen has lots of supporters out there, and she has a big audience, huge, and they have embraced her supersized reign. One supporter telling the television station, to know her is to love her. This young lady has a heart of gold and will give anyone in need a helping hand. They call her a beautiful, obese diva with style, sass, and a lot of class. Now, Ben Dieter, you've seen the videos. You all right there,
I actually got an emergency call from Todd last night. Let's be very clear.
Well, here's the problem
about this video, which you can find on your website, ToddStarnes.com.
You can watch the video, and I will just say the dress she's wearing is so form-fitting, you don't know if she's coming or going. I think that's a polite way of saying it. And all I'm saying is, look, if you're of a certain size or dimension, you need to dress up. I just think you need to dress appropriately. And I feel if you're overweight, you should not be, you know, taking your shirt off. If you're a guy on the beach, nobody wants to see that. And if you're a lady, you should dress a little more modestly. Just, you know, bed sheets.
Yeah, not saran wrap. She saran wrapped that.
That, yes. And people, though, in Alabama are very excited about this. So one guy said, It's great to finally not see some 100-pound, blonde-haired, blue eyes who wants world peace. Congrats to Alabama and this queen. Now, I don't know what her platform is. Hello, my name is Sarah. I like ho-hos, and I want to blow up Russia. Okay, well, you're the winner. There she is, Miss Alabama.
That would be the question. Does she represent Alabama values? She may.
Does she represent the average Alabama woman? I mean, that's the whole point of, like, these beauty pageants. They represent the ideal woman. Where's Lydia? Lydia, are we right here about all this?
You got the right idea.
All right. You got to tell me if I'm going off the rails here.
Or the right ideal, for lack of a better term.
The right ideal. All right. So I don't know if she likes ho-hos. I'm just saying, they're saying, well, we don't want somebody who goes to a salad bar and drinks or does the Pilates, right? We want somebody who is going to be, you know, chowing down. I'm just saying. All right. So anyway, now, and this is interesting, there are others who are saying that this is a horrible idea, that you should not have a morbidly obese person winning a beauty pageant. I'm sure she's a lovely woman. And by the way, I'm getting these messages. How dare you? She's putting herself out there, all of her. Yes, I know. And it's a lot to wrap my head around here, but bear with me. Because she is putting herself out there on the public arena, then we have a responsibility, right, to weigh in, if you will. And I'm...
You got some hate mail. I saw it on your social media.
Yeah.
Someone said, here goes Todd Starnes again, the guy that calls on his listeners to love his neighbor, and here he is not loving his neighbor.
This is nothing about love. Look, she's not healthy. That is simply not healthy. And Libs of TikTok agrees with me on this. It says she promotes inclusivity and representation of all bodies. That's the whole argument here. Well, folks, we've got to find a beauty queen who's big as a house, and we've got to put her so people can identify with that. Well, is that the aspiration now? Are all the women in Alabama supposed to look like Miss Alabama?
And not women, I would say little girls. You know, this is two girls typically that look up to these women, and is that the role model? No pun intended. That you want to set, you know.
I mean, you're going to have, you know, these little five-year-old girls wearing their little beauty pageant gowns going into McDonald's. Yeah, I'd like a Big Mac supersize. Give me 20-piece nuggets. I'll take a filet of fish and a Diet Coke, please. So now you've got Libs of TikTok and others are saying, we've got to stop glorifying obesity. Obesity is not healthy. What was it, a couple of weeks ago? I don't know, a couple of years ago. They started doing this with the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition, Ben Dieter. Mm-hmm. And it was like they had some full-figured gals. And I thought one of them was like a sea creature that had just washed up on the beach. But it turned out to be actually a human being, a very, you know, well-rounded human being.
It's not a manatee. It's just Lizzo. No.
And stop. Lizzo. We love Lizzo on this program.
She embraces everything you're talking about, though.
But in all seriousness, people really do. And they're saying that, shame on you. And if you're a doctor and you tell a fat patient they need to lose some weight, then there's something wrong with you. My doctor, last time I was in, he goes, Starnes, you got to lose at least 20 pounds the next time I see you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be starving myself. I got an appointment coming up soon.
Did you call him fat phobic?
No, I didn't. I'm like, yeah, you know what? You got a point. You're right, doc. So this is... Look, if you're going to be offended because, you know, I'm concerned about the morbidly obese beauty queen in Alabama, I'm also a little put off by the blubber dudes on our side.
Yeah.
I have not even got to Mr. Maryland yet. The most beautiful woman in Maryland is a man. And that's weird. Can you stick around? I've got to ask you about this, Ben. But anyway, one observer noted... To mention anything about her weight would be fat phobic. Is that true? I mean, because, you know, that's what they want us to talk about. I mean, if you see somebody walking out at a ball game, you're like, is she walking backwards? I mean, they want us to talk about it.
It's really that bad.
I'm not saying just a few pounds overweight, but if you're 400 or 500 pounds, is that the aspiration? Or should somebody intervene and it's like, you know, why don't you try eating an apple? Give me the Twinkies. Have an apple. Anyway, somebody wrote on social media to mention anything about her weight would be fat phobic, so I will not be addressing the elephant in the room. Well, you know what? We are going to be addressing that because that's what we do on talk radio. So, is this the aspiration? Do you want your daughter to grow up looking like, I don't know,
of ours?
901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. And I don't think this is really even about beauty. This is about something else. This is about, I mean, when you are competing in a pageant, and I know this because Lydia's got the Instagram and you're always at the gym and you're doing the Pilates and you got the goat yoga thing going on or whatever. I mean, you're doing all this stuff. I mean, Lydia, this is, and I'll give you the last word. Well, we got to take a break. So look, we'll keep talking about this. I'm very curious to hear your thoughts on this. Ladies, men, this is talk radio. If we can't talk about it here, where can we talk about it? All right, we'll be right back. Thanks to the good people at American Hartford Gold, I'm able to bring you this urgent message. Inflation is on the rise again. The dollar is in danger of collapse, and an overheated stock market could crash at any time. The upcoming election is only adding to the chaos. That's why you should contact the good folks at American Hartford Gold to help you safeguard your financial future with physical gold and silver. You can diversify your savings with precious metals delivered right to your door or in a tax-advantaged gold IRA. Protect your retirement from a collapsing dollar and crashing stock prices. Call 855-913-1133 or text Todd to 65532 today for a free gold and silver informational kit. And if you call now, they'll send you up to $15,000 of free silver on qualifying purchases. Gold has hit record highs and keeps climbing. So call 855-913-1133 or text Todd now to 65532 for your free informational kit today. Talent was. I don't know. Well, welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. And look, the point, we're going to get right to the phones here. I will say this, Dieter. They want us to talk about this, but the problem is they don't want you to criticize. You know, there's a reason why they chose, you know, a beauty queen of girth to represent Alabama.
I mean, everything is upside down. I mean, you get ready. If you think this story's crazy to the Todd Starnes Nation, you just wait for this story coming out of Maryland. They want you to not believe the common sense between your two ears.
That's it.
And people are smart.
Let's go to Maryland in Jackson, Tennessee, WTJS. Maryland, what do you think about all of this?
Well, Todd, my daughter-in-law participated in the Miss Alabama pageant several years ago, and so I asked her about this, and she says that this is some kind of a side pageant, that it's not associated with the Miss America organization. She sent me a link to the girls that participated, MissAlabama.com, and those girls are drop-dead gorgeous. There's not an ounce of fat on them, and much less obese, so I'm just relating to you what she told me.
No.
She keeps up with all this.
Oh, yeah. No, we know that it's not the Miss Alabama, but there is another I guess there are a lot of pageants out there, and this is one of those offshoot pageants, but it's making national headlines, Maryland.
Okay. Well, it's a shame and disgrace.
All right. We've got you down for that. Hey, Maryland, thank you for listening to WTJS, and thank you for listening to the show. You give us a call back one of these days. We're going to be talking to a former Miss Alabama coming up in the next hour of the show. This is the most pressing issue in America, Ben Dieter. All right, I got to take a break. Hang tight. We're going to your calls, and then we're going to tell you what's happening in Maryland. 901-260-5926. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS.
Todd, I got people that went to Alabama, and I'm not going to mention their names, but and they're good-looking guys, and they're known. They said they don't want her representing Miss Alabama. I mean, she's beautiful on the inside, but definitely not on the outside. There's a lot of beautiful women in Alabama, and she does not represent on the outside of what they look like, by no means. Just saying.
All right. Now, that's Mark from the Villages. I will say this, and this is true. This is scientifically true, Ben Dieter, is that when you look at all like the big beauty pageants, I think you got Miss America and the Miss USA thing. Most of the winners actually come from the southern states, normally the deep south, Mississippi. That's a big pageant state.
Mm-hmm. And you made a really good point and separated women that might be on the what they would call curvy.
Curvy, yes, that's the appropriate way.
And what we're seeing here, I mean, like there are, like Ashley Graham, for example, hit the covers of magazines. She's objectively an attractive person. She's curvy. You can be both. What we're seeing and seeing in Alabama, well, I'll let your listeners decide.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, again, there's a reason why they have those shows, what, My 600-Pound Life or whatever they call that. Is that the 400-Pound Life?
I don't know. No, you're right.
You know, there's a reason for that. So, and that can't be the aspiration for us. All right, let's go to Bobby in South Carolina. Hi, Bobby. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Todd. And you're talking about all the stuff with weight. First thing with the Maryland situation, blame it on Gloria Allred because she sued to get the Miss Universe group to accept transgender. But as for that obese woman in Alabama, here's my thought. If we're dealing with someone on the stage such as Iris Kyle or Linda Murray or all these other Miss Olympia candidates that are 180 to 200 pounds or even CrossFit Games champion Laura Horvath at nearly 160. That's acceptable, but not this obese woman as a candidate.
Well, yeah. All right. Well, Bobby, appreciate the call and thank you for the thoughts. Here's now we've got another situation involving the winner of the Miss Maryland USA. So this individual will be representing Maryland in the Miss USA pageant in Los Angeles later this year. And we've got the story over at ToddStarns.com. The most attractive woman in Maryland is a man. The gentleman's name is Bailey Ann Kennedy. He is a man who identifies as a woman. And he was, and this is where I think it's a little unfair, Ben Dieter. The guy was wearing fake boobs. Those were not his real boobies.
Mm.
He is the first transgender and first Asian American to win the statewide pageant. And here's what Miss Maryland had to say about that. Cut number three.
What inspired me to compete in Miss Maryland? Honestly, I didn't even think
about
it. Oh, wait,
stop. All right, that was one of the
actual female chick contestants.
Okay, so she's one of the biologicals. All right, this is cut 11.
This was your first pageant.
Uh-huh.
How did you do it?
Oh, my God. But a lot of training help from the former Miss USA, Shandy Fennessy. And she helped me get to where I am today. So thank you, Shandy. Oh, my God. It's a whirlwind because I knew it was bigger than me, Corey. I knew that this is going to mean a lot for all the LGBT kids out there who might have felt different and might have feel like they don't belong in a box like me growing up. So I hope that my win will be a delicious invitation for them to be themselves.
I imagine going into a competition like this, competing with a lot of people who are very different from you,
there have to be a lot of fears
involved into a process like that. How did you overcome it and ultimately win the title?
Actually, it's not, Corey. It's actually very much about the sisterhood, empowerment. D&D have always been focused on empower women. So therefore, I felt very prepared going into it. I felt confident in my own skin.
Enough of that. So look, here's the deal. This guy says he feels a sense of sisterhood with the gals, but the problem is he doesn't share these same body parts or their God-given plumbing. So aside from that, he's a dude in a dress. I will say this. That was a tough one, Dieter, because the guy did look like a woman.
I mean, if you're cosplaying as a chick, he nailed it. You know that show, that TV show, Nailed It? He nailed it. He came close. But he's still a dude, and he took the chick's crown.
So Joy Pullman, who's the executive editor over at The Federalist, says, look, this is concerning because this particular pageant, the beauty queens have to work and be in close proximity to many children and young girls. And she says this is yet another example of how queer politics makes the public square toxic by exposing children as young as preschoolers to sex. And I think that's a great point. So let's go to the phone lines here. John in Kentucky. Hi, John. What say you?
Well, there, Mr. Starnes. First of all, your opening monologue. I almost lost control of my car. You had me laughing so hard. Okay. I just wanted to say something. You know what? This is a good analogy with our daily biscuit. You incorporate funny, but yet at the same time, you talk about serious issues. So that's exactly what you did with what you talked about. That person, you know, the winner of the Miss Whatever America pageant in Alabama.
Miss Milcom.
You expressed humor, but at the same time, you expressed concern for a person's health. So if people can't see that, then you know what? They need to go see a doctor. They need to have their minds checked out, because if you cannot mix humor with concerns, like you are talking about concerns, we all have health issues one way or another, then there is something wrong with America, and already we know something is wrong with America. So, Todd, I just want to say you hit that nose, you hit the nail right on the head with concern for health, but at the same time, that lady should not represent the state of Alabama in any way whatsoever. And I just want to say that, and God bless you.
All right, and well, Todd, yeah, Pastor John, yeah.
Todd, hold on. Real quick, your book, Our Daily Biscuit, what's this about snipe hunting? God bless, Todd.
All right. Well, thank you, Pastor John. I'll have to do a segment on snipe hunting. Have you ever been, Ben Dieter? I know you grew up in the wilds of Pennsylvania.
Snipe hunting. Can't say that I have.
All right. We'll have to take you out snipe hunting one of these days. It's fascinating. Well, you'll be able to mount it on the wall. It's pretty
impressive.
What
are you hunting?
Snipes.
What are snipes?
That, well, you've got to hunt them.
I'm Googling that.
Don't Google. All right. Let's go to Oregon. Missy listening to us on KYKN. Hi, Missy. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. I am the mother of five girls. I've got some granddaughters. I think the thing that I hate the most in all of these situations is how they become politicized and used for agendas and all of that kind of stuff, especially with the transgender and the women's thing. That's very upsetting to me. But speaking of Miss Alabama, I think the bigger issue here is one that goes way, way back to body image for women. And I really wish that we could just get to a place where the pendulum didn't have to swing one way or the other, where we have, you know, super skinny models representing all of women all over, creating unhealthy body images for girls and women everywhere, and then to the other extreme where we're trying to, you know, glorify obviously a very unhealthy situation to be in. So I guess I just think that there's a much bigger issue here, and that is, how are we representing health in our country, and can we get politics out of it and just help people be healthy and have a healthy mind?
I mean, Missy, I remember, you know, Miss America, and you had, you know, they would have it in Atlantic City, and our good friend Harry Hurley comes on a lot, and it's a big deal there, or it used to be. And then you would have the they would sing, "There she is, Miss America," and walk down. And then people said, "Oh, well, the women can't be wearing bikinis. They can't be wearing swimsuits. We want this to be all about the mind," right? And the problem is, you know, instead of, you know, walking around in a bikini or a one piece, you know, they had the contestants taking a math quiz, and nobody wanted to watch that on television.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. I'm just being honest here. But Missy, I'm curious. Yeah. You mentioned you have daughters. Would you allow your daughters to do the whole pageant thing?
Never. They did really? Dance and theater and music, but no, that was not our thing.
Well, that's enough. That'll keep you busy right there.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. Missy, good call. Thank you for that.
She was smart. She's a good mom.
It's a great point. Remember Princess Diana, you know, God rest her soul. You know, she did the whole, she had the bulimia thing. She would just, you know, throw up her meals and everything. Very concerned about that. But at the other time, you know, I'm just not sure having a beauty pageant walking down the runway, you know, with a bucket of KFC, I just don't see how that is good for America.
Only in America in 2024 could you pull up to a Golden Corral daily, gorge yourself like it's a trough, and get a crown for it. I kind of like this America, kind of.
I actually palled around with a couple of Miss Americas back in New York City back in the day. And very attractive.
Tell us
more. And they would tell us that they would give me some insight into what goes on behind the scenes. You know, they have some, because, you know, if you're walking in those swimsuits, the swimsuits will ride up your backside there. It's not a good thing. So they have the butt glue. Did you know that's a thing?
No.
It's called butt glue.
Sounds uncomfortable.
I don't think I'm making this up. They may have been pulling my leg, but I think there's actually something called butt glue. And you can, if your boxer shorts are riding up, you can, you know, swipe your buttocks.
Wow.
So, if you can't reach back there, just get one of those. You know, they make those now for. Never mind. I'm just going to stop.
I don't think Miss Alabama needed.
What is wrong? Today's show is just weird, man. It's weird.
You need Steve Harvey to co-host the show with you, because this is like the pageant show, edition of the Todd Starn
it's
Show.
It's ridiculous. All right, we have so much other stuff to talk about. President Trump sitting down with Dr. Phil. Fetterneck is now coming out. He said he was elected as a progressive, but he's not. And the reason why is that he had the stroke and his brain got whacked back into the right way of thinking. This is great news. We're going to get into that as well. Your calls on this open line Friday, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starn Show.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Todd Starnes here, and in studio, our national correspondent, and he's also the morning show host on KWAM, Ben Dieter. By the way, tomorrow, South Haven, Mississippi, big book signing. Come on by Books A Million in South Haven, Mississippi, if you're in the area. 11-1. Going to be a lot of fun. All right, let's go to the phones. North Carolina, is it Farah? Listen to us on WSIC. What's on your mind? Did I get your name right?
No, you didn't. It's Farah.
Farah. My apologies, Farah.
No problem. I have an issue with you, Todd Starnes. Now, you were in Statesville just a couple of weeks ago.
I was.
Yes. Come on, guy. You're supposed to be a Bible-believing, God-fearing Christian, and you're making fun of a large woman.
How am I making fun of her? She's in the news. She's out there, and she wants everybody to see her in all of her glory.
Yes. Oh, there you go, Todd.
What?
Sweetheart,
You ain't exactly the thin man, okay, honey?
No, I've said that. Have I not, Farrah? I came right out of the gate. Right out of the gate. Okay. That's what I said. All right, let me ask you this, Farrah. Do you think that's healthy? I mean, is that the aspiration for girls in America?
I think that have you ever heard of Mandisa, the Christian?
Oh, the Christian singer. Yes, yes. She's dead.
Well, she's beautiful. Yes.
She's dead.
You had to say that word.
She is. She's dead. She died. What?
But she's in. All right. Well, she's in glory. And my point is, she was beautiful. Todd, for Pete's sake, darling, stop thinking of beauty having to be. We're not all 5'10" and 110 pounds.
Farrah, do you know what the cause of death was for Mandisa?
You tell me.
They came out, the coroner came out, the medical examiner came out this week, and we were not going to talk about this on the show. I wanted to be respectful, but since you brought it up, I'll share with you. She died because she was morbidly obese. That was the cause of death. And so the point is, the point is that having that much weight on your body is not healthy. And if it's one thing to be, as Ben Dieter said, curvy or full figured, but again, to the other extreme, and we had a caller who talked about this, Farrah. On the other side, you've got the people that are bone thin. They don't have any meat on their bones.
And they die of malnutrition.
Exactly.
So we should not be
putting any of those folks up on the pedestals.
And by the way, your assistant, Ben Starnes, he sounds like he needs, as we're going to make fun of people or talk ill will.
No. Well, let me jump in here for a second, Farrah. Again, the point is very simple. Is that the aspiration? There's a reason why they wanted a man pretending to be a woman to be the winner of that beauty pageant in Maryland. And there's a reason why they wanted this morbidly obese woman in Alabama to win that beauty pageant. And they're trying to shove an agenda down the throats of Americans. And I'm just saying, is that the right kind of message we need to be sending to young girls in America?
And why shouldn't she be the winner? Why shouldn't she be?
Well, there you go. That's the question. Why shouldn't she be? And maybe she is. That is the aspiration. Everybody in Alabama should aspire to be just like the winner of this this beauty pageant.
I think it's all the inclusiveness.
Oh, inclusiveness.
Not everybody was born to be skinny and 110 pounds. It's just not in us. So why shouldn't we? So, haven't you ever eaten a barbecued sandwich?
Oh, I love barbecue.
I know you did here in Statesville.
Oh, yes. And I also had a delicious hot dog from Wilson's Weenie Wagon. That was very delicious. I think I'm not sure they had a veggie version, but it was very tasty. Sorry about that, Ben Dieter. All right, Farrah. Farrah, it's okay. You disagree with me, and I appreciate that. But understand this: it's all coming from a good place in my heart. And by the way, my arteries are clear as a bell. Thank you very much. But I probably do need to. I did switch over to unsweet tea. I'm coming out of the closet. I don't drink sweet tea anymore. I'm confessing my sins.
You're upsetting a lot of people.
I know. I just triggered everybody. All right, hang tight. So Farrah says, I'm a very bad person, and I'm way off the mark here. So anyway.
That was awkward they brought up Mandisa. I mean, to prove a point.
In all seriousness, with Mandisa, it's a terrible tragedy, but that
horrible.
Was the cause of death.
Yeah.
And I think it shocked a lot of people. There was a lot of speculation. You don't like to speculate, which is why we didn't talk about it on the show.
Very sad.
And it is sad. But anyway, again, to the point. There are consequences if you overeat and you undereat. So, there you go. All right.
See, wow. She called me Ben Starnes.
Ben Starnes.
I didn't know I was a relative.
You're a family member.
All right, bye, John.
All right, thanks, Ben Dieter. Hang tight, everybody. Hour two of the big show coming up. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Program.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. It's Open Line Friday, and I just, for the record, I have lost control of this radio program today. I think it happens every couple of years, and today's one of those years. Wyatt Cox, our great friend out who runs the Nevada Talk Network, says, Todd, congratulations. 6 minutes into the show, it's officially off the rails. A new world's record. I will not strive to beat this one. And Wyatt, I would urge you not to. We are in uncharted waters right now. All right, we have full line, so if you're trying to call in, hang tight. We're going to get to your calls. I see Joe in LJ, Gene in South Carolina. We got Roger in Maine. Hang tight, everybody. We're going to get to your calls. But I did promise you that we were actually going to talk to experts, a pair of experts, on this whole beauty queen controversy. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker lines, we're honored to have Allison Sinclair and Amy Beth Shaver from the Alabama Unfiltered radio show. And ladies, first of all, welcome to the program. Hope you're doing well.
Thanks, Todd.
And Amy Beth, I understand you were actually a Miss Alabama. Is that right?
It is right. I was. So if you remember, Heather Whitestone became Miss America. And in our system, the Miss America system, the queen mother of pageants, where we give scholarships to young women to attend college, she became Miss America. And so in that instant, I became Miss Alabama. In our system, it is a job. You are paid to speak across the country.
Wow.
And so I was honored to become Miss Alabama, had a crowning ceremony, all the things. But the best part was getting to speak in schools about character education in Alabama, across the country. And so when this controversy bubbled up, I'm like, oh my goodness, we have some explaining to do.
So I have so many questions, but I do need to get something cleared up here because I was told, and Amy Beth, you would know this, is do you ladies, is this appropriate for me to ask? I don't know. Is it true that you guys use the butt glue? Is that a thing?
Yes, we use bread.
Wow, I'm just asking. I mean, Allison, I'm sorry, Al.
I love it. I'm so upset that we missed the first minute, 6 minutes of your show. It sounds like our kind of show, well, and we've already gotten into the best interview ever. So let's just keep going.
Here's my problem, and I got in trouble, and I got some nasty calls. Well, they're not nasty calls, but they're very upset with me, and I understand that. I just feel like that if you're going to be in a pageant, you know, you shouldn't be walking down the runway with a bucket of chicken. It's a lot of work, right? I mean, you guys do the Pilates and the goat yoga, and you're not at the all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah, no, and I think you're right. I mean, but yeah, we use spray. You know, the same kind of spray that baseball players use,
oh,
perhaps football players, to make sure that it's extra grippy. You know what I'm saying?
so everything stays where it should. And, yeah, so that's the last thing you spray on before you walk on the stage.
Wow.
Go out in your bathing suit.
You see, I've always wondered, and I just have been afraid to ask. So I'm the presence of royalty. So this is worth it. You have just answered that question. I thought somebody was pulling my leg.
Nope. They're not.
All right.
They're making sure their leg is all you see.
What? I love it. All right. So, Allison, I want to get your reaction here. There is a lot of controversy. And first of all, this is not the Miss Alabama pageant. This is one of those offshoot national pageants we're talking about right here. But, man, has it gone viral on social media.
It really has. And I think it's, my heart goes out to this new pageant winner, this girl, because she is really struggling. And it is disappointing, though, to see, you know, the man that was crowned winner in Maryland, and I think her name is Sarah Malkins, here in Alabama. We've just lost our way. We cannot begin to glorify obesity. It's like putting someone out there, Amy Best said this on the radio show today, who has an alcohol addiction, and you're going to glorify their addiction. She has an issue, and she needs help, and she's a beautiful person, and I'm sure she's very nice. Most Alabamians are. But that is not the definition of beauty, in my opinion, in terms of we are setting her up to be this symbol that girls look up to, when in reality, we talked about recently Mandiza that was on American Idol, passed away. She was significantly overweight, and they said her cause was obesity. So we're in this weird place of where, yes, I mean, I'm sure she's a beautiful person inside and out, but you got to be careful with what you put on a pedestal and literally give a crown to.
Amy Beth, I think it is about the messaging, right? Where you're conveying something to these young girls. And I think there was messaging coming out of Maryland, and there was messaging coming out of Alabama.
That's exactly right. And I think the messaging here we've talked about was obesity, but in Maryland, what you're saying is that a man is a better queen than a woman is, and that's unacceptable. The Miss USA program, which ultimately results in the Miss Universe pageant, is owned or run by a transgender person. So we know what they're celebrating right now. And that is not at all what the pageant world that I grew up in celebrated. If you want to have your own trans pageant, please go right ahead. But for the hundreds of thousands of girls that are working toward a pageant, getting scholarship money, finding out their life's dream, and then a man who's decided he's a woman, who really needs mental health help most of all, is celebrated and crowned, to me, is something that's unacceptable. And I don't know where the people are the defenders of women, because it looks like they all sat down.
Well, Allison, to that point, I mean, and they're saying if you have a problem with this, well, you're transphobic. You've got the problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, the real problem is what our leadership in this country and of these organizations are doing to women. If you want to go be call yourself a male, call yourself a female, and I can't do anything about that. But when you are, like Amy Beth said, glorifying and putting these men in positions, really erasing women, and with Biden's Title IX changes that are coming, there will be no differentiating sexes. There will be only gender identity and sexual orientation to define you, which could change every day. And so women are being erased, and I would say really men as well, as these definitions get really fuzzy, and it's really kind of Roman Empire stuff. If I'm really want to be honest, like, this is how empires and countries collapse, when you get to this point of such cultural decay and decay in morality. It's sad to see, honestly.
You know, Amy Beth, I'm just wondering about the other girls, like the first runner up in Miss Maryland, and what must be going through their minds, sort of like these young ladies in the track meets and the athletic competitions that are coming in second and third place to the men.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think it is, like Allison said, it's erasing women. I'm wondering where the adults are in the room. It's absurd that a man won something that for years we've celebrated womanhood. And one of the last bastions of, I mean, it's just a feminine thing to do. And so I think they probably feel awful. Like, okay, so I don't measure up. That's great. I feel terrible for them. I think they're wondering where not only the adults are, but perhaps where their parents, because they're young women. They're still in college, or they've just graduated from college. And so where are the people in leadership that are saying, you guys, we're not doing this? I mean, it's the same thing with the West Virginia kids. And they said, we're not going to run against the trans guy who was inches taller than these girls. Where are the adults in the room to say, absolutely not, we're done with this, and they should have done it in this case too?
Allison, I'm wondering, and pivoting to what's happening in the election and just the amazing number of young people that are now saying they're going to vote for President Trump. Biden is really struggling with younger Americans, and I'm wondering if these culture war kinds of incidents are playing into the minds of young Americans and especially young ladies in the country.
I think I have a 21-year-old son and a 19-year-old daughter. They're both at Auburn University, and listening to them, the younger generation, their friends, they are much more conservative, and they are fed up. And I think they are starting to see that the left has fed them lies. You know, they're it's just been one lie. Hey, if you do this, you'll be this great person, live this great life. You'll be happier. Everybody will love you. And what have we gotten? We've gotten worse mental health wise. Everybody is unhappy. Everybody has some anxiety disorder. It's like these kids now identify with their depression, and that is their like badge of honor to wear with their gender confusion. And I listen to these young people that come through my house and spend time with them, and they are over it. And they see it's not this utopia that the left promised them. And I think people are done. And I really, the left overplayed their hands, especially with this Trump verdict. Even the kids are like, they may not understand the whole details of the trial, but they're like, this is a crock. We're not, you don't jail a president. And honestly, I can't even tell me what he did. So I do think there's something. I think this election, you know, they're probably going to steal it. They don't seem very worried about it, but man, Donald Trump is just killing it. We had a fundraiser in Birmingham this week with Don Jr. and Kimberly, and this one event raised over $1 million for President Trump's campaign. That is unreal. People are over it and fired up and ready to get to the booth on November 5th.
You know, by the way, we've got in the Memphis area. They just announced they're doing the big Lincoln Center, and they're bringing in South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to be our keynote speaker. So,
Wow.
The dogs are a little nervous, but yeah, everybody else is pretty excited about it.
I was about to make a comment about that, and I held back, but you said it for me, so thank you.
Too soon. Terrible. All right. Well, by the way, I'm curious. I'm going to get Allison to answer this question, Amy Beth. Allison, does Amy Beth come to the studio? Is she still wearing the crown? Does she have the sash?
Okay. Do you know what's so funny? Is that actually she does still have her crown, and she says when she was younger, she used to vacuum the floor and wear it around the house just to remember that she was something else before a mother of four.
A domestic goddess.
But we have a tiny tiara that sits right in front of her seat, and I told her, she's not wearing it, I can see her in the other room, to put it on during this interview. Oh wait, there we go. She's got it on now.
All right, we've got to have photos. You have to send me the pictures of this. Wow, do we?
Yes, America. I will do it. I love this. As soon as we hang up.
All right. Wow, ladies, thank you. We had Ben Dieter in the first hour, and he was our pageant expert, and he doesn't know anything about pageants, so this was all very helpful. I think he's
good. Ben is fabulous, so I'm sure he did a great job.
He was Googling butt glue. That's that's where we left things at. So.
Well, listen, thank you for letting us come on and share what little knowledge we have.
You ladies are awesome, and we'll love to get you back on to talk politics and just to keep up the great work there. Alabama Unfiltered Radio, Amy Beth Shaver, Allison Sinclair. Ladies, have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.
You too.
All right. Two great Miss Americas right there. They are great ladies. And they have a tremendous radio program. By the way, 1819news.com. That's 1819news.com is their website, and you want to go and check that out. We're going to try to work in a quick call here. Again, our number, Open Line Friday, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Bill in North Carolina, WSJS. Hi, Bill. I understand you have a joke for us.
Well, I think it is, and I hope that it is, Todd. But the old saying goes that beauty is only skin deep, but some folks have just got a whole lot more skin.
Jeez, Bill, you need to go pray.
Yes, thank you. I got too much time.
I love it. All right, Bill, thank you for that. And again, folks, our number 901-260-5926. Gene coming up wants to weigh in on the 25th Amendment. Joe and Ella J has a Trump update. And we're going to be talking to Pastor Bob as well. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking to RNC Chairman Michael Whatley. We're going to get the very latest on the elections, where things stand. Also, our good friends over at the Wellness Company, they've got some alerts to share with us as well. Let's get back to the phones. Gene in South Carolina listening to us today. Gene, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I've spoken to you a couple times already.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I just heard what those two ladies had said about the beauty pageant. Boys going into beauty pageants. I mean, somebody should have to say no. That's what it comes down to, okay? It's gotten so out of hand. I'm sorry to think from sports, okay? Well, I played sports in school. If I didn't make the team, I got cut. That's it. You tried out. You didn't go to another gender sport to see if you can make that. I'm sorry if the boy wasn't fastest swimmer, you know, in his category. Tough. You lost. Practice more. Same thing with these protests. These colleges, they better get a grip, especially over this summer, and figure out some kind of the overhaul about these students, you know, protesting and stuff. And it is their right to protest, okay? But when you cause destruction or violence, you know what? You're expelled. That's it. That's what they got to do. They got to stand their ground. And somebody just has to say, no.
Yeah, that's it, Gene. I mean, it really is that simple when it comes to all of these kids protesting. By the way, yesterday, New York City, you had all these illegal aliens literally shutting down traffic in New York City. Here's a thought. Arrest every one of them and deport them immediately. No questions asked.
Overall, I originally came from New Jersey.
Hmm.
I was born and raised there, you know? I mean, people should listen to George Carlin. I swear, he was my favorite comedian, and it's like he called all this, you know? He said, you know, we're having soft society, we're turning these kids soft, their feelings, and you know, all the stuff that, you know what? That's it.
What
are you going to stick to?
All right, Gene, I appreciate that call, ma'am. Thank you very much. Let's go to Georgia, Ella J, Georgia, our good buddy Joe. Hey, Joe, what's going on?
Todd, great show as always. I'm down at Sea Island, and I've talked to people from all over the country, and everybody I'm talking to, not one person was not for Donald John Trump. Everybody was for Trump. I know he's ahead in all the swing states. And I predict a huge win. And one other thing I wanted to tell your audience about, there's a great book by Harold Hamm called Game Changer. Hamm's parents were both sharecroppers. And today, through hard work and hustle in the great free enterprise system, Harold Hamm is now worth $18 billion. And I predict he will be the Secretary of Energy when Donald John Trump is elected president, because they're big buddies and he's given a lot of money. But isn't that amazing? To have your parents as sharecroppers and to come from that poor background and today be worth $18 billion, not million dollars.
Not too shabby. And what a great testament to the country that we live in, the United States of America, where now any person, no matter their skin color, Joe, can get out there and they can live their American dream. They can claim their American dream. It's a terrific story. Joe, tell everybody at Sea Island we said hello and enjoy the weather out there. It's really nice out at Sea Island today. All right, hang tight, everybody. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We have an update on Steve Bannon, soon to be a political prisoner of the Obama-Biden regime. We'll talk about that and your calls coming up.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Folks, welcome back to the show. By the way, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight, the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax, and you can watch that on YouTube. You can also watch it on Facebook. But head over to the YouTube. We have a fun live chat, and I actually chat with you guys during the commercial breaks. It's a load of fun. By the way, Newsmax, man, they are crushing it. This weekend, President Trump hosting a big rally in Las Vegas, and you'll be able to watch it live on Newsmax. You can't do that on any of the other cable news channels, but you can on Newsmax. You can also get the incredible streaming service. This is Newsmax 2, which is where you can watch my show. It's also on platforms like Roku, Samsung, and Amazon. But let me tell you something about NewsmaxPlus.com. You got to get that and download the app. Put it on your phone so you'll be able to watch Newsmax no matter where you are in the country. So, again, check out Newsmax Plus now. That's NewsmaxPlus.com. You can start a free trial today. It costs absolutely nothing to start. That's NewsmaxPlus.com to register, and then just download the app and start watching. All right. Some news out of Milwaukee. Of course, the Republicans gathering there next month for the big RNC, and they're expecting about 50,000 people. So Kohl's, the department store, Kohl's is based in Wisconsin, and they have just announced they will not be sponsoring the RNC meeting in Wisconsin. And Kohl's is actually one of the few companies that is pulling out, and they say they will not be supporting the Republicans as they come to Milwaukee. So when you're out there shopping for your pillows or whatever they sell at Kohl's, just remember that they are no friend to the conservative people. All right. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Here's President Trump yesterday talking about all of you evangelicals and you gun owners. Cut 17.
We have to win this November. We have to win. And remember, it starts in mid-September. You know, it's early voting, mid-September. North Carolina goes early. Pennsylvania goes very early, September 22nd in Pennsylvania. So it's really long before the November 5th date. But we use the November 5th because that's the day that we will have a chance, like we did years ago. We turned our country around. We made America great again. In fact, I couldn't use that slogan. I wasn't going to use that slogan in 2020 because America became great again. We were respected all over the world. And now I can use that slogan because our country is a failed, we're a failed nation. We need a victory that's too big to rig. You know what that means? We need everybody to get out and vote. Thank you. And you know, it's interesting. We talk about Second Amendment. I'm the one, I just got recently the endorsement of the NRA, which I appreciate. Very strong. Very strong endorsement. But I was talking to them, and you know, gun owners, for whatever reason, don't vote. They really don't vote. Vote in very, very low numbers. The gun owners have to get. Also, evangelicals and Christians don't vote like they should. If they would vote, we couldn't lose. There's nobody that could beat us. So we have to get the evangelicals. We have to get the gun owners. We have to get these people to vote. And if they vote, nobody can beat us.
Well, it's true. And if we can get the Christians and the gun owners and the Christian gun owners out to vote on Election Day, we win. Hands down. Landslide. Got to get out the vote. Got to. I want to play this audio. This is from, so Trump is doing this rally, Turning Point USA, Turning Point Action out in Arizona yesterday. He sat down for a full hour interview with Dr. Phil, and it was interesting because an audience member who happens to be a black American actually said, you know what, listening to this guy, it's, she said, when you have the unfiltered version of Trump, he's actually really good. Cut number two.
So watching your interview today, I think it actually gave me an interpretation that I never had of him before. And us not seeing him more, it actually kind of hurts people on judging him. I guess if that's what the media wants to do, then they're doing a very good job at it.
Yeah, you bet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dr. Phil. Yes, it's true. It's true. When you actually sit down and you guys hear that, whenever Trump comes on the show and we have a conversation, you get a whole different unfiltered view of Trump compared to what you're getting on even some of the conservative cable networks. So there's been a lot of anger over the fact that black Americans are now moving towards Donald Trump in numbers that we have not seen in at least recent modern political history. I want you to hear what 50 Cent had to say, Fitty. He says the reason why black men are identifying with Trump is because they've got RICO charges, too.
African-American men. Thank you, everybody.
I see them identifying with Trump.
Why do you say that?
Because they got RICO charges.
And there you go. So, but in all seriousness, though, you know, Trump has a tremendous bond with especially black men, and the media doesn't want you to know that. They don't like it at all. And so that's why all of these Trump's a racist. It's bogus. Everybody knows he's not. I mean, he's hanging out with Don King, for crying out loud. Herschel Walker back in the day. So anyway, Chelsea Handler, and I didn't realize she was still alive. You know, a lot of these actresses, well, it's unfortunate. But anyway, no, she's still alive and breathing. She's kicking. And anyway, Chelsea Handler's very upset that Fitty is going to vote for Donald Trump. And here's what she had to say about that. Cut number one.
You heard about my ex-boyfriend, right, 50 Cent, and his support of Donald Trump.
Yeah, what's going on between you? I saw your tweets, and I go, wait, what's happening? Because you said he was your favorite ex-boyfriend, and then he... What does he do? He's supporting Trump?
He says he doesn't want to pay 62% in taxes, which, by the way, is in a plan of Joe Biden's. That's a lie. So he doesn't want to pay 62% of taxes because he doesn't want to go from being 50 cents to 20 cents. And I had to remind him that he was a black person, so he can't vote for Donald Trump, and that he shouldn't be influencing an entire swath of people who may listen to him because he's worried about his own personal pocketbook. So... I haven't heard back from him yet, but I am willing to, you know, seal the deal in more ways than one if he changes his mind and publicly denounces Donald Trump. I might be willing to go for another spin, if you know what I'm talking about.
Wow. So it looks like not only did Fitty leave the plantation, Fitty left the Massa woman. Because Chelsea Handler, this white woman, telling Fitty, hey, you're black. You can't be voting for Donald Trump. What's wrong with you? That's Massa talk right there. Yes, Massa. Yes, Massa. I'm telling you, these Democrats in their, they may try to portray themselves as, you know, inclusive and tolerant. These people are flat out racist. And that's what's coming out of the mouth of Chelsea Handler here. And this is why so many people are now standing up and saying, you know what? I don't have to vote this way. Just because my grandma or my grandpa and my mom and my dad voted, that doesn't mean I had to vote Democrat. And by the way, what have you folks done for us? What have you done for the black community? What have you done for schools in predominantly black areas of town? You haven't done anything. Nothing at all. And then along comes Donald Trump, a white guy, who says that, you know what, you can be whatever you want to be in America. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump says, we're going to even help out the historically black colleges and universities. Barack Hussein Obama didn't do that. Donald Trump went into minority areas, urban areas, and said, you know what? I understand you may hate the Republicans, so give me a chance. What do you have to lose? Democrats aren't doing that. The Democrats believe that you are a slave to them, black person in America. And that's why so many are leaving the plantation. So anyway, I wish I could tell you this is an anomaly, but this is truly the thinking of the Democrat Party and the left. They believe that if you are a black person, you cannot vote for Donald Trump. Now, I know we have a lot of minority listeners on this program. What say you to that, ladies and gentlemen? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. It is Open Line Friday. Let's go to North Carolina. Pastor Bob on the line. Hi, Pastor. What's up? All right. We do not have Pastor Bob on the line, but again, give us a call, 901-260-5926. All right, let's go to line two.
Hello, Todd. This is your Monday morning quarterback, James Carville. But I couldn't wait till Monday morning to reach out to right-thinking Democrats that still have a left frontal lobe left. So we're really going to put Steve Bannon in jail right before Hunter gets an attaboy pat on the back for a felony gun charge. Ha! I guess the gazillions of dollars Trump got on his conviction last week just wasn't enough. Hell, if paying for NDAs were illegal, Bill Clinton better move to Bolivia. I mean, we had 68 of them right there in Pulaski County, Arkansas, and that was the ugly girls. Yeah.
Maybe he shouldn't bring that up.
Oh, yeah, she could be listening. All right. Look, if y'all was paying attention, folks, we got real problems already. The only way you could tell the difference between Biden and those veterans at the D-Day event, Joe was the only one standing up. Look, people, the only way we're going to win is keep this election low-key and quit firing up the base. Their base. Wake up, Democrats, before it's too late. That's all I got to say, Todd. This has been James Carville. I'm done.
Telling you folks, you don't know what you're missing if you haven't tried a delicious cup of First Cup coffee. FirstCup.com. I love these guys. They're a family-owned, Christian-owned business, and they are brewing up and roasting some incredible coffee. FirstCup.com. Use the code Todd. You're going to save an additional 10% on your order. And if you subscribe, they're going to give you an additional 10% for the life of your subscription. Now, look, I get this. I'm a coffee snob. I get it. So it takes a lot for me to get outside of my comfort zone when I drink coffee. But I did, and I'm telling you, I really love the coffee these guys are producing. I drink the Washington. Also, I've been trying the Rushmore, and the Carver is actually pretty good. By the way, these are all named after founding moments in American history or important figures in American history. They have 11 different types of coffee, and it's all on their website, firstcup.com. But again, for me, the Washington is my jam. And look, you can get it whole bean, you can get it ground, you can get the pods, which is what we do here, and you can also buy in bulk. Again, 11 roast profiles are available, and there is literally a flavor for every freedom-loving American. So be sure to go check them out over at firstcup.com. All right, let's go to Rusty in Tennessee. WTJS is our great affiliate there. Hi, Rusty. What's on your mind?
Todd, tell me I didn't just hear Chelsea Handler recording a vote by a felony trying to buy 50 cents vote.
Well, I think that's what you just heard. She said that, you know, as a black man, he's not allowed to vote for Trump.
What would happen is another name we all know, if Stormy Daniels said, hey, 50, if you'll vote
for Biden and not vote for Trump, then, wait a minute, that's not right. If she said it 50 to vote for Trump instead of voting for Biden, what would happen to her?
Well, it's I think we all know what would happen.
Okay, that was just, it blew my mind to hear it.
Yeah.
I went down the road, and by the way, I appreciate your show, and I listen to it a lot, even though I don't call in, but that was just too obnoxious for me not to bring up. That is belligerent, vagrant, just obvious buying a vote, or trying to, at least, and we outlawed that with buying liquor on voting day and being able to give somebody $5 to vote in Kansas before the Civil War.
That's true, but I have to say, if you're dating Chelsea Handler, you probably need some liquor. I'm just saying.
Oh, my God, a bunch.
All right. Rusty, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening to WTJS. 901-260-5926 is our number. Oh, I got to tell you, I've got a story about Fitty. Should I tell this story, Dylan? So when I was at Fox News, I think it was VH1 or MTV, they were doing one of those Pimp My Ride shows, you know, where you have your car and then Fitty comes in and he pimps up your ride. So it looks good, right? So anyway, we were having him on the show, and this was when he and Kanye West were kind of going at it. There was a rowdy dow between those two. And so anyway, so I'm doing the interview with Fitty, and I thought, okay, I'm going to ask him, I'm going to see if I could get some help from Fitty. And I said, I started off the interview. I was very polite. I've never met the guy. And I called him by his name, and I said, may I call you Mr. Scent or Fitty? And he said, and you could tell we were on a satellite, and you could tell he was looking over, and he was like, who is this white guy? But I was just trying to be polite. You know, hello, Mr. Scent. So happy to have you on the program. And he was kind of a little disturbed by that. And so anyway, I was permitted to call him Fitty, which I appreciate. I just don't want to, you know, presume. I don't want to be presumptuous. And I, you know, mom and dad raised me to be polite. And so anyway, we're doing the interview. And so finally I said, well, Mr. Scent, what can I do to pimp out my ride? And so he said, well, what kind of a car do you drive? And at the time, I drove a Ford Taurus. And he said, yo, man, you drive a Taurus? And I said, yes, sir, Mr. Sin, I drive a Ford Taurus. Yo, man, you can't be pimping out that ride. You got to sell your car. You can't pimp out a Taurus. And so then I'm like, yo, and I literally, I'm like, yo, Fitty, why you dissing my ride, man? And he goes, I'm not dissing your ride. Don't be getting up in my grill. And I said, I'm not getting up. And so my poor producer looked horrified because I was getting into a fight, an on-air fight with Fitty. And so anyway, I realized my producer was like, Todd, you got to tone this down. We're creating some sort of a story here. And so anyway, I said, well, I said, Fitty, you may not like my Taurus, but at least it's a lot better than Kanye West's ride. And he says, Todd, you're damn right. And that's my Fitty story. I sold the car. It is what it is. All right. Coming up, if you're still with us, Tom Shattuck is going to be joining us. He is the midday host at WTIC in Hartford, Connecticut. They have a crazy story. A state trooper was killed. We told you about this yesterday. State trooper killed. They refused to fly the thin blue line flag. Instead, they're flying the gay pride flag in honor of a straight state trooper. So we're going to be talking to Tom. Also, RNC chair Michael Whatley is dropping by, and we're going to check in with our friends at the Wellness Company. And we're going to be taking your calls as well. It's going to be a busy hour. So get in now, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
Satsas, that's right, I love this American ride.
And welcome, everybody, to the Todd Stearns radio program. Happy to have you with us. We have a busy, busy hour ahead. This is also Open Line Friday, so you can call in whatever you want to talk about, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio. A grandfather asked President Trump a question yesterday, and I suspect it's a question on the minds of many of our listeners. Cut 16.
You can see I'm an old man, and I have grandchildren that I want to see taken care of.
Right.
And I love them, and I want them to know that they can have the same life that I have had.
Wow, it's very nice.
What are you going to do about that?
We're going to make sure that they have the same. You know, I can just see how incredible you are by the emotion of that and the way you asked the question. We're going to make sure they have the same life that you had or better. We're going to make it safe. We have to give authority back to law enforcement so they can properly protect people, because right now the law enforcement is just not allowed to do their job because crime is so bad. Crime is so bad in the cities. And one of the things I said is we're giving immunity. We're going to guarantee people. You know, they lose a law enforcement person. They go and stop people from robbing stores. You go to some of these department stores where 500 people walk into the stores. They walk out with air conditioned. They strip the whole store. The company goes out of business. The store is vacant for 25 years. The whole city becomes a slum. And if you do anything as a law enforcement person, they take away your house. They take away your family. They take away your pension. We're going to make it so that we're going to give them essentially immunity. We're going to make it that they are not going to be losing their pensions. They're going to be able to do their job. And we're going to get life back to where I know exactly the life that you're talking about. It was a life of common sense. It was a life where there was no crime. There was nobody getting bopped over the head when they weren't looking, getting pushed into a railroad train or a subway. It's just horrible what's taking place. It's horrible. It's evil. We're going to get it back to common sense. We're going to have law and order. Thank you. Great question.
Thank you, Mr. President. That was Donald Trump yesterday at a town hall in Arizona. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and welcome to the program the great chairman of the RNC, Michael Whatley. Mr. Chairman, thank you so much for coming on the program today.
It is great to be with you, Todd.
And I have to brag on you. I was speaking two weekends ago at the North Carolina Republican State Convention, and people love you there, and they miss you, but they've got great leadership, new leadership in place. But anyway, everybody I talked to singing your praises over there, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I mean, in North Carolina, it's a great microcosm for the rest of the country because it's a purple state, but we've won. And we've won by focusing on fundamentals, and it is Trump country. And people want America to be great. They want North Carolina to be great. I think, you know, what we saw yesterday in Phoenix, you know, was absolutely astounding. I mean, President Trump, we flew in, you know, had an absolutely fantastic event there. And, you know, Arizona really matters, and Nevada really matters, and Georgia really matters. You know, you look around the map, and all these states, you know, there's two things in common. They're purple states where Republicans can win, and they're states that Trump country really matters, right? Because, you know, that these are all people who have seen what has happened over the last 5 or 4 years under Joe Biden. And it's America is weak. Our economy is weak. Our standing around the world is weak. And we can't take 4 more years of this. So really neat opportunity to hear President Trump talking to that gentleman yesterday.
I'm curious, what, you know, are you hearing that a lot from people as you're fairly new to the role as chairman, you're traveling around the country. Are you hearing a lot of people saying what this grandfather said to President Trump?
Yeah, we are. I mean, you know, because everybody, you know, you think about it when you vote and when you talk about voting and you talk about politics, it's at a family level. You know, you're sitting around the kitchen table and you're talking about the issues that matter. And it's issues like jobs in the economy, like education, security, safety. You know, these things that really matter. And there's none of them that we're better off today than we were 4 years ago. There's not a single metric that anybody is measuring as a pollster right now that America is better off under Joe Biden than they were under Donald Trump. And people are going to vote that way, but they're certainly talking about it right now.
And again, I've been seeing the polling data, and it looks incredible for President Trump, and especially among younger voters. And I want to get to that in just a moment. But my concern is that we get complacent. There's a long time between now and Election Day, and we've got to be out there campaigning like we're 20 points behind. Is that a right thing to do? Is that the right mindset?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, there is no such thing as a red wave. You know, when you talk about these, you know, 7 to 10 battleground states that we're playing in right now, every one of them is going to be a 50,000 vote margin, 100,000 vote margin out of millions that are going to be cast. You know, Wisconsin and Michigan right now, you know, we're ahead, but it's less than a point. You look at we are now putting Virginia and Minnesota and New Hampshire on the map because they're exactly tied. You know, we're playing offense in states that haven't been won by a Republican in decades. But every one of them is going to be very, very close. And we've got to fight because we know the Democrats are going to fight. We know that they're going to spend $1 billion in the next 6 months. We've got to make sure that we get our grassroots out there. And this is all about getting out the vote and protecting the ballot. That's all we're going to do for the rest of this election cycle, and we've got to fight every single day.
And let's talk about that, because that's huge. And I live in Memphis, Tennessee, and I am a member of the Shelby County Republican Party. We just had our executive committee meeting last night, and that was a big topic of concern, is making sure that we've got enough Republicans out there volunteering on Election Day. How big of a deal is that, and what are you guys doing to help get out those volunteers?
It is my number one priority as the chairman of the RNC. It is election integrity is the single biggest thing that we are working on right now all across the country. We have initiated a new program called Protect the Vote. We've got a great website called protectthevote.com where people can go and they can sign up to join our election integrity team. We have set a national goal of recruiting and training 100,000 volunteers who can then go serve as poll workers and poll observers. Look, it is absolutely critical when you talk about election integrity. I want to have a police car parked in front of a storefront window rather than call them after a rock gets thrown through it. And you've got to be in the room when votes are being cast, and you got to be in the room when votes are being counted. And we absolutely need people to go and sign up to protectthevote.com and join the effort, because this is our biggest fight.
Protectthevote.com, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to hear us talking a lot about that as we get closer to Election Day, but it's all hands on deck here. RNC Chairman Michael Whatley on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. You know, Mr. Chairman, you look at what's happening just yesterday, the news coming out, Steve Bannon now being ordered to prison for being in contempt of Congress. Peter Navarro already serving time. President Trump could be sentenced to jail before, just days before the RNC starts. It looks to me like the Democrats are literally using the justice system to take out the Trump campaign. How do you see that?
It is horrific. They have weaponized the judicial system. They are going after President Trump and his allies, and it's not just the president's lawsuit in case up in New York. We're seeing it in states all across the country. We just had new indictments handed down the other day in Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, Michigan, Georgia. I mean, they're going after the president and his allies every single way that they can, and it is banana republic stuff. It is scary stuff. I got to be honest with you. You know, we've never seen anything like this in American history. And, you know, one of the most important things about this campaign is President Trump saying that he is absolutely going to drain the swamp. But we particularly need it when we're looking at all of these people who weaponized the judiciary. And it didn't just start when he announced that he was running for president. You have to go all the way back to the fact that they were spying on him and his campaign, the Russia hoax, the Ukraine hoax, all of these different things that they've been going after him with a weaponized judiciary. Since the man stood up and said, I'm going to take on the establishment and I'm going to fight every day for the American people.
Love it. Real quick here, before we let you go, the polling data is looking really impressive among younger voters, and especially young black men. Are you guys seeing that as well in the contacts you're having out there across the country?
Yeah, we absolutely are. I think, you know, I've been doing politics for 40 years, and I have never seen a Republican lead a Democrat among younger voters. The shift that we have seen in the last 4 years is absolutely staggering. And it's true with black voters. It's true with Hispanic voters, Asian American voters. Look, at the end of the day, Joe Biden's economy is killing all of these folks. And so it's not a surprise that they're coming, but it's important that they not just leave the Democratic Party. They need to come to the Republican Party. They need to support President Trump and the Republican candidates up and down the ballot. But it's all because they can't get ahead in this world. It costs twice as much to buy a house today as it did 4 years ago. Rent is up by 50%. Gasoline prices are up by 55%. You know, inflation's not just a statistic. It is really, truly the cost of living, and wages are not going up, and the costs of living are, and it's putting every family at risk.
Wow. All right. Well, we're going to leave it there. I know we'll have you back on. And of course, Laura Trump, you guys are this is a power team here at the RNC, and we're really excited about what's going to happen. Mr. Chairman, thank you again. By the way, our state chairman, the great Scott Golden, is a big fan of yours as well. And we're just excited, not just here in Tennessee, but all over the country for what's going to happen in November.
Well, listen, Todd, really appreciate you and really appreciate your listeners, and look forward to being on with you a lot.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the RNC chairman, Michael Whatley. And we appreciate him coming on the program. And I'm doing a lot of speaking at these Republican events around the country. And folks, I am telling you, there is excitement. You folks in North Carolina, so inspiring to be at your state convention. What an honor, but also so encouraging to see people fired up. There were all ages represented, and people are ready to take back this country. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. It is Open Line Friday. That means you can talk about whatever the heck you want to talk about on today's program, and you can do that by simply giving us a call, 901-260-5926. Now, you have the 4th of July coming up, right? And what are you going to do on the 4th of July? Well, you're going to have some great fireworks. You're also going to have a great cookout. And that's where I want to talk to you for just a moment. You got to check out my friends at BackyardButchers.com. BackyardButchers.com is Christian-owned. They are conservative. And they are also based in Texas. And they know how to do beef. They know how to raise cattle in Texas. That's right. All of the beef they sell is raised right here in America on American ranches, grass-fed and grain-finished. Now, here's the problem with the meat that you buy in your supermarket. You don't know where that meat came from. Even if it's got the USA sticker on it, that just means it was packaged here, not raised here. And I don't know about you, but there's nothing better than an American hamburger crafted from delicious American cows, right? That's a sermon right there. So go to BackyardButchers.com. Check out all their great selections. You're going to save an extra 20% off your entire order by using my code Todd. That's BackyardButchers.com/Todd. Use my code Todd. And if you subscribe, it's not if, but when you subscribe, you're going to get an additional 10% off. And get this, folks, free shipping on your orders. BackyardButchers.com/Todd. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. By the way, happy National Donut Day. Are you a Dunkin' Donut or a Krispy Kreme Donut American? Or do you prefer something else? I am a huge fan, by the way, a huge fan of Gibson's Donuts here in Memphis, Tennessee. I know Guy Fieri came by, the Food Network people, and they love it. And it's great, and they're great, great people, and they've been around forever here in the Memphis area. All right, you know what I'm going to do here, Dylan? I feel I'm in the mood to give away a copy of my brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? So let's say caller number four. If you are caller number four and you haven't already got a book, right? So you haven't won anything, Give us a call, 901-260-5926. We're going to make it super simple on this Friday. Caller number four gets a free copy, a signed copy of my brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? Our number, 901-260-5926. And let me say this, I'd love to see all of our Mid-South and West Tennessee listeners tomorrow. We're doing a book signing at Books A Million in South Haven, Mississippi. And we're going to have a lot of fun, 11 to 1 o'clock tomorrow. That's 11 to 1 at Books A Million in South Haven, Mississippi. And we would love to see you guys there. All right. Want to share this with you. There is a crazy little story out that's been circulating and percolating. And here's the headline. Parents are now spending thousands of dollars to have someone else get their kids summer camp ready. Is this you, ladies and gentlemen? According to this story, many summer camps are costing thousands of dollars, and some can cost as much as $15,000. A Florida-based mom of two, Haley Mooney, says that while unpacking her son's duffel bag, she caught a putrid whiff of old, moldy, still wet bathing suits. So now they're hiring people to take care of their kids, right? So if your kid is getting ready to go to summer camp, instead of you packing the bags, they're hiring people to do this. Is this true? Is this you? I remember we went to summer camp. We had to pack our own bags. Well, and then mom comes in afterwards and realizes, you know, you can't go away to camp for 2 weeks and you've got a backpack and that's all you've got. Interesting. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Suzanne in Alabama. Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Suzanne, I'm doing well. I'm telling you, I'm getting a lot of hate mail today based on the first hour of the show, but I'm trying to do better this hour.
Oh, you're fine, Todd. You're telling it like it is.
Well, I try to, Suzanne. I do. It's a rough gig. But, Suzanne, I do have some good news for you. You are the winner of the Twilight's Last Gleaming book. All right. So you don't have a copy of it yet. Is that right?
I don't. No, I don't. I'm still working on Cultural Jihad.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Well, that's good. Culture. You're going to love that one. And we got to, you know what? You got to read the Biscuit book, too. That's a good one. That came after Cultural Jihad. But Suzanne,
yes.
We're going to put you on hold and I'm going to send you a signed copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. Can America Be Saved? I hope you enjoyed the book. We love all of our great listeners out there. We're going to try to do this. We'll do it one more time before the end of the hour. All right, so hang tight. All right, folks, 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. All right, folks, don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax. We're going to have a lot of fun. Our good buddy Rick Leventhal, former Fox News colleague, is going to join us. Also, Spencer Lindquist from Daily Wire is going to drop by, has some video from that crazy gay family pride fest in Chicago. There is a story we told you about yesterday from Connecticut where a tragic story of a state trooper killed in the line of duty. But there was a lot of controversy after a town council refused to fly the thin blue line flag. Well, here to tell us all about it is a great radio host in Hartford, Connecticut, WTIC, a great radio station, News Talk 1080. Tom Shattuck joins us. Tom, good to have you with us today.
Great to be here, Todd. Thank you so much.
All right. So what the heck is going on here?
Well, yeah. So the town decided in February that they were going to do the pride flag for the month because you need 30 days of the pride flag in June. So when this trooper, Aaron Pelletier, who was killed last week in a hit and run, the town council members, a few of them got together and said, hey, why don't we, for this day, maybe even just part of the day, take down the pride flag, put up the thin blue line flag, out of respect for this trooper, all law enforcement, his wife, and two little boys, two little children who now are growing up without a dad. And town council members, the progressive ones, said nope, because that flag represents racism and antagonism to many people. We're absolutely not going to do it, and we're not going to have a symbol. And not surprisingly, Todd, of course, January 6th, they saw that flag somewhere, you know, the day that they were told is bigger than 9/11. And so they said, no, we're not even going to do it at all. We're not doing that. Not only that, so then they had their flag raising day, June 1st. Before the flag raising official ceremony started, they snuck in and raised the pride flag so that there'd be no controversy. Like, why are you doing the pride flag and why aren't you doing the other thin blue line flag? And they said, no, I'm sorry. The pride flag's already up. You see, there's nothing we can do about it. But what we will do for you, for the dead state trooper, is we'll lower the pride flag to half staff, as if it's some kind of, sovereign nation or something, as if there's any pride flag actual etiquette. And so that's what they did. For a little part of the day, they lowered the pride flag to half staff. But no, that the thin blue line flag was not allowed to fly whatsoever.
So, Tom, hold on a second. So, but the state trooper sounds like a straight guy. I mean, he was married, had a wife, two little boys. Mm-hmm. He's not gay. What?
You're right. Exactly. I don't think that worked in his favor in this case.
No.
But it's amazing. It's amazing, Todd, that not only would they not fly the thin blue line flag just for one of their 30 days, just one. How about just the 30 days? They said, no, the pride flag is so sovereign that there's no way they will ever take it down for anything. And I am amazed. And then you started talking about it yesterday. And obviously our phones have blown up and people are all over the story. It's such a middle finger to those in law enforcement. And you know what? How about this, Todd? How about just because yesterday was D-Day, can maybe we make that day about D-Day, about, you know, destroying the Nazi fascists? Can we celebrate for a few hours that day? Nope. Pride flag stays right where it is.
Wow. Look, I saw some of the local TV coverage, and they're saying that the flag, thin blue line flag, is racist. I mean, this is just nonsense. I'm curious, what are your callers saying about all of this?
They're absolutely aghast. Callers from Weathersfield are horrified that this is happening. By and large, it was a town that at one time resembled America. The problem for them now in Weathersfield, Connecticut, is it's very close to Hartford. So a lot of the state agencies are now headquartered in Weathersfield. And the state agencies, you know what that means? That means all the DEI people, all the activists now are moving into the town and changing the face of the town. It's a disgrace. People are embarrassed and just totally upset by this. You wouldn't, like, where's the tolerance? It would be such a good PR move for the Pride Month people just to, for a day, honor this guy. But nope, nothing. The march never stops.
Tom Shattuck, who is the midday host at WTIC News Talk 1080 in Hartford, Connecticut, joining us today. Also, the host of the Burn Barrel podcast. I've got to ask you about the podcast in a second, Tom, but I'm just curious. We have seen President Trump's numbers exploding all over the country. The rallies in the Bronx, and other areas that are typically blue. Are you guys there in Connecticut? Are you seeing any kind of an increase, a groundswell of support for Trump?
We are definitely seeing people who were absolutely never Trump in 2020 saying, yeah, we've got to right the ship here. And it's not about the personality. It's not about the hair dye. It's not about anything else. But we need to simply have somebody at the helm here who can navigate these waters. Because like you were talking about, if you saw Joe Biden at Omaha Beach, we got a problem here. And I don't know how we're going to bridge from, you know, November to January, but the people are, we are in a ditch, and everybody really knows it at this point, other than George Conway. Everybody knows that we are limping along here. And Trump has shown through how he manages to stay sane through all of these persecutions. That shows the kind of character that you could use in chaotic times, which we have now.
No, you're 1,000% right, and I think this it's going to be fascinating, Tom. And again, we got a long way to go before the elections. But if this keeps up, we could be looking at a massive historic election here if these numbers hold.
I completely agree. I'm not thinking 1984 historic. I mean, dare we dream? But certainly something has changed. I mean, you live in America. I'm in Connecticut, so you know we're the future. The future of America if things keep going awry. But yeah, there is definitely excitement. Although you know, up here in the Northeast, we've been heartbroken before, so we'll see. But I think something special is happening. Absolutely, look at the Hollywood actors now are openly coming out for Trump. It's okay to say his name now.
It's incredible, Tom. We're gonna have to leave it there. We're gonna get you back. You've got a great show, great audience, and we really appreciate the great work you're doing. And thanks for coming on the show today, my friend.
Thanks so much for having me, Todd.
All right, go check out Tom's podcast, Burn Barrel Podcast. You can get it wherever you get your podcast, Burn Barrel Podcast. Our good buddy Tom Shattuck, who is holding court over at WTIC in Hartford. Isn't that amazing, though, folks, that even in the Northeast, there is a movement. There is something going on here, and it is exciting, and we just have to keep the excitement up. We have to get out there every single day like we're 20 points behind and get everybody on board the Trump train. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. You know what we're going to do? This is our only other chance to give away another copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. So let's say this, caller number five, if you have never won anything, give us a holler, and we're going to hook you up with a signed copy of my new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. Our number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Don't forget, tomorrow, 11 to 1, I'll be doing a book signing in South Haven, Mississippi. That's where all of our KWAM and WTJS listeners, that's 11 to 1 at Books a Million. Let's go to the phones real quick and say hello to Robert in North Carolina. Hi, Robert. How are you today?
I'm doing good, Todd. How are you?
Robert, I'm doing good, but not better than you because you, sir, are the winner of a signed copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love it. I got most of your books. You was here at WHKP, and I got the Daily Biscuit.
That's
a story in there about the lady putting the ham in the oven. That's the fun.
It's a great story. Don't give it away. Don't give it away, Robert. We want people to read the book. So hang tight. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to get your information, and we're going to send you a signed copy of Twilight's Last Gleaming. Well, I want to go down to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always a wealth of information when we talk to our friend, Dr. Peter McCullough. He is the chief scientific officer of the wellness company. By the way, that website, twc.health/starns, you need to go and check that out. Dr. McCullough, hope you're doing well today.
Thank you.
Dr. McCullough, Dr. Anthony Fauci testified before Congress this week. And I have to tell you, I think there are a lot more questions than answers when it comes to what he did and the danger that he put all of us in.
Yeah, I agree. The conclusion is Fauci is covering up something. Him and David Morin's, Lawrence Tabak, Peter Daszak, what are they covering up? I was on Fox News and I confronted the Republican chairman, Brad Wenstrup from Ohio. I said, he's covering up the fact that Fauci is part of the team that created SARS-CoV-2. They created this virus that got everyone sick. Once it got out of the lab in January of 2020, they started scrambling in order to cover their tracks.
What do you think we need to do moving forward? I mean, what's done has been done. Is there, and again, is there any way to undo this to prevent something like this from happening in the future?
We need special prosecutors, three of them, one for the lab and the creation of SARS-CoV-2, with targets being Fauci, Peter Daszak, Dr. Ralph Baric, and Xingling Li. We need a special prosecutor on suppression of early treatment. And why that happened, FDA and others involved there. And then a third special prosecutor on the vaccine debacle, focusing on the vaccine companies. What we need to do now immediately is pull all the COVID-19 vaccines off the market. Number two, ban all gain-of-function research so this can never happen again.
I completely agree with that. And, I mean, that is a prudent thing to do, especially with all the reports of people getting sick, losing their lives, these very healthy young people that continue to just experience sudden heart issues. I think a member of the Kansas City Chiefs football team, Dr. McCullough, and again, I know you're not his personal doctor, and we don't know whatever else was going on, but when you've got perfectly healthy professional athletes that are going into cardiac arrest and they got the vaccine, that's a problem.
The first thing you think of is vaccine cardiac arrest, some inflammation and metabolic changes in the heart. This has been well described in a paper by Holscher and colleagues published in the European Society of Cardiology. This is in the peer-reviewed literature. When you see somebody who's perfectly healthy and these athletes are screened for everything ahead of time, you know their hearts are perfect. When they have a seizure or a cardiac arrest, the first thing you think of is COVID-19 vaccination.
And what concerns me here, doctor, is that there's no responsibility. I mean, so many people's lives have been ruined because of Dr. Fauci and a lot of the stuff coming out of Capitol Hill. Nobody's being held accountable.
That's the reason why we need special prosecutors. Even at the start of the last Fauci testimony, Brad Wenstrup asserted that the vaccine saved millions of lives and thanked Dr. Fauci. The Democrats called him a hero. The vaccines didn't save any lives. Mortality continued to go up. A recent paper from the Netherlands by Malster and colleagues showed that when we rolled out the vaccines, mortality didn't go down. It went up.
We have Dr. Peter McCullough with us, folks. He is the Chief Scientific Officer for the Wellness Company. TWC.health/Stearns is our website, and there are so many great products there that can help you and your family. And, you know, Dr. McCullough, one of the things, people are out traveling a lot this summer, family vacations. I have the emergency medical kit. Why is that important for families to have this emergency medical kit?
We have one, too, and the reason is you get stuck on the road. You're out of your network in terms of your insurance, and many times you can actually diagnose the problem yourself or quickly get on telemedicine and figure it out, like a bladder infection, bronchitis, cellulitis, insect bite. And to have the kit, to have a way of quickly ascertaining the problem and then having the drugs already pre-provided is key. People can save thousands of dollars that they would have spent in urgent care or the ER.
And again, this is, you can find the emergency medical kit, and they have several others as well. I keep one in the car. I've got one at home, and you need to have them as well. And you never know when they're going to come in handy. And they've actually come in handy for me a time or two. And I know so many of our listeners have been reaching out saying, you know what, we were on vacation, had the emergency medical kit, and it really came in handy when we needed it. So I was talking to my buddy Paul Shanklin about that just a few days ago. Dr. Peter McCullough joining us today. And Dr. McCullough, real quick, there is also a I'm calling it the election flu, but they're calling it bird flu officially. They're saying that there's been a case in a human in Mexico. People, you know, are starting to freak out a little bit. Should we be concerned? And if so, how concerned should we be?
A review by Lysette and colleagues from the UK has concluded that we've had bird flu for over 100 years. Periodically, the birds get sick with the influenza virus. They get through it. They get natural immunity. What's going on now is very much fabricated. Our research leads us to gain-of-function research that was done in the USDA Southeast Poultry Research Laboratory in Athens, Georgia. And probably the current variant that's circulating may have come out of that lab. And it's in mallard ducks and other waterfowl. It's being spread to farms. Fortunately, it's not very lethal in the mallard ducks or the chickens. We haven't seen huge piles of chickens dying of the virus or mallard ducks dead in ponds. It can get in the noses of cattle, but none of the cattle are getting sick. There's been 3 human cases in the United States, mild conjunctivitis, no pulmonary symptoms. It doesn't really invade the lungs. This case in Mexico was not H5N1 avian influenza. It was H5N2. And now today, the Mexican authorities are stating that he didn't die of influenza. He died of other problems. So that one's been recanted. We've never had a bird flu death in the United States, and we're not going to. We have modern treatment. Wellness company has taken our black contagion kit. We cover bird flu very well with oseltamivir and hydroxychloroquine. I'm advising farm workers to use a dilute iodine nasal spray and gargle. That would work fine if they, at the end of the day, have gotten some exposure to bird flu. Deborah Birx was on national TV advising that all animals get tested with PCR weekly. That is going to raise the false positive case count through the roof.
All right, Doctor, we're going to stay on top of this, and you're one of the smartest guys we know, and we appreciate you, again, letting people know when we should be concerned, when we should not be concerned, and you cut to the chase, and we greatly appreciate that, and hope you have a great weekend. Thank you, Dr. McCullough.
Thank you.
All right, Dr. Peter McCullough with the Wellness Company. By the way, I got a message in here. Todd, second vacation, the wellness company saved us. The wife has something going on that went straight into bronchitis. Z-Pak knocking it out, and they actually travel with the. They have an emergency medical kit, and Z-Pak comes with it. And they said they've been to Europe twice. One of us got sick each time, and this would have been so handy. They didn't have it then, but now they don't go anywhere without their wellness company emergency medical kit, and neither do I. I've got one in the Cadillac right now, one at home, and one here in the office. And you can get yours again, twc.health/Starnes. That's twc.health/Starnes. Folks, it's been a great day. Looking forward to the book signing tomorrow in South Haven, Mississippi, 11 o'clock. In the meantime, you get out there, have a great Friday, and whatever you do, folks, be sure to go to church this weekend.